This is a copyrighted work. Unauthorized copying or distribution is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $250,000.
Scholastic Audio presents Wildfire, a novel by Rodman Philbrick, read by Kirby Hayborn. In memory of Sean Charles Pearl. Day 1. 7 a.m. broadcast from radio station WRPZ 98.6 FM.
Good morning, campers! This is a wake-up call for my friends at Camp Wabanaski, as requested. Hey kids, it's gonna be another day without rain. 65 days and counting! The hottest, driest summer ever recorded. Temps in the mid-90s, yet again hot enough to burn, baby, burn! That's according to the Maine Forest Service, so please, no open fires. Only thing we'll be burning around here is classic vinyl, deep in the groove with your host, Fat Freddy Bell, broadcasting from high atop the lowest official mountain in the great state of Maine. Rise and shine, campers! Rise and shine!
1. When trees explode. We wake up to the smell of smoke. At first it isn't too bad, but then the smoke starts to sting and makes our eyes water, and by the time breakfast is over, the counselors say a decision has been made.
The fire is still far away.